Tonight's podcast is brought to you by the Gary Abusey Hotline. Call the Gary Abusey Hotline for all your domestic abuse problems.
Yeah, my wife and kids have been really disrespectful to me here lately. I need some advice, Gary Abusey.
Gary Abusey's got a 4-step plan to get your fucking kids back on the right track. Step 1, cocaine. Step 2, a fucking garden hose. Step 3, more cocaine. Using the garden hose, maybe. I don't know. Step 4, beat said kids with the goddamn garden hose. You know, I had a brother who wanted to be an actor. His name was Jake Busey. You remember him? Because I don't know. Fuck you and your goddamn kids. Next question.
Three bullies at school are always picking on me and shitting in my locker. Help me, Gary Busey.
Well, let me tell you, young man. First, you wake up each day before school and eat a healthy breakfast of bacon and cocaine. And then you go down to the fucking corner store, maybe get yourself a little bit of ether, maybe some turpentine, mix up a hell of a cocktail, go to the enemy's house, break in when the parents are asleep, put them even more asleep where they're conscious, rifle through the drawers, steal a little spending money for the weekend. Ha! Gary Busey's acting skills haven't been paying the bills really much here lately, so I find myself doing this too to get my eye for crack. It helps.
My husband has been assaulting me when he's drinking. Can you help me, Gary Busey?
Call the Gary Abusey Hotline now at 682-777-4663. Again, that's 682-777-4663.
Good Old Gamers are not affiliated with Gary Busey. Any likeness with Gary Busey is purely coincidental. Please don't fuck our dogs while watching our families burn, Gary Busey.
Which one of you sons of bitches got my check signed and ready to go? I gotta hurry up, get down here, get my dick wet in the Fadula Inn.
Welcome back. One thing we've learned at the very beginning of this is you don't fuck with Gary Busey.
No.
You don't fuck with that guy.
Especially don't fuck with his cocaine.
No, hell no. Sound like he had a bit much of it. I didn't even get my name fully signed on the Good Old Gamer's check to send out until, you know, he was threatening my life. Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Anywho, we're the Good Old Gamer's podcast. It's January 22nd. It's a Sunday, recording a day late.
Yep.
It's okay, though. I'm Lyle McClendon. Joined, as always, Brandon Gentry.
Hey, go fuck yourself.
Gary Busey.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy ass fuck. Anyways.
We got kind of a sad bastard episode.
We do. Sorry, guys. Y'all probably only going to get about 30 to 45 minutes. Maybe an hour from us.
We'll see where it goes.
Yeah. Very tired. I don't feel too great. I'm very hungover.
Me and my little girl have had some kind of chest crud today, and weather's been shitty. I just feel like shit.
We've had like 4 inches of rain. And
yeah.
Coleman, like, what, I guess, between yesterday and today.
Yeah.
Pretty shitty. My old lady's birthday was this weekend, and we got together with her family, and I ended up eating like 2 fucking cocktail weenies and a piece of pineapple last night and drinking my dinner, and I've paid for it all day. I've had terrible hangover and a sinus headache on top of that, so I slept in front of the air conditioner last night. Fuck my life.
Nah.
It's okay, though. I still don't want to put a bullet in my brain yet.
I mean, if you change your mind on that, we can help you out.
Yeah, I don't advocate suicide, but if you want to do it, I wouldn't mind watching. So, anything new with you, though, between last week to now?
Not really, same old shit. I made the president's list at school.
Fuck yeah. So, yeah. Very nice.
It's like the super dean's list.
Hell yeah. I think that means you get 48 virgins in your afterlife now.
Fuck virgins, man. Virgins don't know how to fuck.
Mm-mm. That's boring, man.
Hell yeah.
It's kind of like owning a, what do they call them things, speaking spell. It's kind of, well, no, that would teach you something. Not the reverse, if you're having to teach it. We're teetering on a thin line there. We don't need to keep talking about that. Let's talk about some video games.
Yeah.
We ain't got much news, but there is a little bit to talk about, I do believe. Not really cool, I didn't think, but so apparently Nintendo Switch isn't going to have like streaming services and stuff at launch.
Yeah,
it's like no Netflix, no Hulu, none of that.
I honestly don't give a shit, but at the same time, it's got to compete with the other stuff out there.
That's kind of my deal. Like, I understand they want to sell it as a new video game system, and your focus wants to be, you know, playing the games on that console. But still, you know, not everybody in your household potentially plays video games. Like, you know, Emerald uses my PS4 and Xbox.
That's one of them age-old, like, ever since Netflix. The PS2... was doubled as a DVD player. That's been an age-old like con for kids to trick their parents into buying consoles. Is, hey, why don't we get this? You could use it to watch Netflix. Also, I'll be playing games on it 26 hours a day.
Yeah,
because I'm watching Netflix. But
that's true.
So I mean, that use, it does suck.
They'll have it eventually. It's just I know it's not going to be available at launch.
Just saw that Breath of the Wild is going to be the last game for the Indeed. Wii U.
Final, they announced that a couple days back. And that, so I guess that kind of, that's it. That'd be like the death note for Wii U. I'm sure there's other like third party.
Yeah.
Well, is there?
Well, I don't know because there's hardly any now.
There's not shit. Like, even the other day, man, I went to just walking through Walmart. The Wii U section just within like the past couple months, dude, has slimmed considerably.
So we had to go by GameFlop last night, and the Wii U section was still smaller than the PS3 section. It was the same size as the Wii section. I'm like, wow.
That's bad, man.
Yeah.
And it sucks because I honestly feel like the Wii U had great potential. I liked it.
The number one mistake they made is naming it the Wii U.
Yeah.
Because so many people don't know that it's a console that's not the Wii. Like, everyone.
A lot of people just assumed it was a Wii with a fucking controller with a screen on it.
Yeah, or like some kind of a weird attachment for the Wii that they didn't want. And I mean, not everybody keeps up with gaming like we do. So they're not
in the know, pretty much.
They don't know the nuance of it. And the Wii sold like fucking hotcakes because it was so simple to use. You know, grandma and grandpa could get up and go play the bowling game or stuff like that. And
online bridge club.
Yeah. That's one of the beauties of the Wii. And the motion controls made it to where anybody could play. It came with a great packing game. You know, great packing game, Nintendo. Great packing game, Nintendo.
Yeah. Keywords, pack in.
No one's going to buy a 1-2 Switch. No. Not one goddamn person is going to buy a 1-2 Switch.
My thing with 1-2 Switch, you know, it looks cool and all, but during the presentation, I mean, it'd be fun for a party game. And, I mean, that's what it's for. But I was just kind of, you know, they were saying, well, you don't even really look at the screen to play this game. And I'm like, what a way to sell a new fucking console by coming up with a game that doesn't utilize any real thing, you know, doesn't utilize much of the console. Let's say it like that, I guess.
Yeah.
Because the only thing I've really seen, you know, they got like the gun drawing game where you use the Joy-Cons as guns and shit. And that's all cool and all, but not what I really expect in what's supposed to be a groundbreaking new console. You know what I mean?
No, like, that would make a decent pack-in.
Yeah, and I mean,
the way Wii Sports was, I wouldn't have bought Wii Sports with the Wii. Even though the Wii Sports is great, I wouldn't have bought it. The pack-ins are just good games to like show you what the console can do.
I wish there was a pack-in because on top of that, you know, I'm having to pay for the console. I'm going to be paying the $100 for the fucking Breath of the Wild edition, which I'm glad because the Master Edition, whatever, is completely sold out and they're not doing any more of them. And on top of that, now to get the main thing, this one's supposed to, it's catered, I guess, to more to two players, you know, with the Joy-Cons, been able to separate essentially into two controllers. So now I've got to buy another fucking game just to be able to do the two-player option, you know?
And yeah.
That's why I'm going to get Super Bomberman R, or Bomberman R, whatever it's called.
Yeah, that's been the only title that's interested me in, because Breath of the Wild, I'll just get on the Wii U.
Yeah.
Something else I saw in the Android store, Super Mario Run and Fire Emblem games coming, I think, February 1st.
Nice. Everybody I've talked to that actually has Super Mario Run, though, they said, I mean, you know, it's enjoyable.
Yeah.
I'd probably pay $10 for it just to have them fly, and especially if they, like, end up releasing updates and newer levels later.
As long as they've got their data issue fixed, because I don't want it to fucking suck down my data.
That's one thing I did hear about it as well. There's a ROM hack that's come out that's dubbed Metroid Rogue Dawn that somebody, a three-man team, have done. It took them about 2 years. There's an all-new soundtrack. It's got new mini-maps and stuff. And it's NES ROM, but they said it plays and is visually more like Super Metroid. So that's kind
of
cool.
It'll be on the internet for all of 2 days.
Yeah, so get on there and grab that before Nintendo's... We're gonna have to take that back. Yeah.
God forbid our fans get pumped about one of our products.
Yeah, no shit. They're getting excited. Let's take the blood out of their dick. That's pretty much their thinking. You can do a Google search, though, of that Rogue Dawn Metroid. You can find a ROM of it as of now. So... that's something that may interest you. Might ought to get on it. There ain't much else I've really heard. Nintendo said supposedly they're about to be shipping more NES classics.
You know, I was going to say, when we went to GameFlop the other day, I saw they had like a whole stack of the NES Classic Advantage controllers, the joysticks.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I've seen those.
Y'all got more of those than you got consoles. Something tells me that that's not going to work.
No. Those joysticks and shit, they'll be selling those off at fucking $3 and $4 before too long. That's one thing I noticed today. Because when I went and pre-ordered that Switch, I seen all of them. And I'm like, well, maybe they got one here. And if they got one here while I'm here, I'll grab one. And nothing but fucking controllers.
Yeah.
Nothing but fucking...
Yeah,
nothing but fucking controllers.
Yeah, it's insane that the fucking they're selling way more, or at least they're trying to sell way more controllers than they are the console itself. And honestly, the titles on that aren't really like joystick type games for the most part.
No,
Double Dragon was it on there? I don't recall if that was on there. I don't remember the list.
I'm going to look real quick. I want to say it's Double Dragon 2.
That
think.
Would make sense.
I'm not 100% on that. So I know it's Mega Man 2.
Yeah.
I'll look real quick. Like how people's figuring out how to hack them now. I think that's funny as fuck.
Yeah.
Well, God damn it. Heaven forbid my computer actually... Okay. Castlevania 2, Ninja Gaiden, Balloon Fight, Donkey Kong, Punch-Out, Tecmo Bowl, Metroid, Kirby's Adventure.
Tecmo Bowl might be a decent game.
Yeah.
For that.
Yeah, it's pretty arcadey. Pac-Man, Mega Man 2.
Pac-Man would be good.
Final Fantasy, Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
That'd be... all right. I don't think Double Dragon's on here. I don't see it on any of these lists. But anywho,
yeah, there's not that many games that I would want to play with the Advantage.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Double Dragon 2 is on there. So, and Super C, that might be.
Yeah.
Okay. Contra's. I mean, it was an arcade game, so I don't know. I just. They're really cool, but it still hasn't impressed me enough where I want to actively go out and hunt high and low to search for one of them.
No, I'm not.
Because I'm just like, I've already got all of these fucking games.
Yeah. if one lands in my lap in a few years, I'd be like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, if I'm at Walmart or something and, you know, they put a shipment out while I'm there, I might grab one, but I'm not going to. These people driving, I know somebody that literally around Christmas time drove all the way. They live in Huntsville, too.
Uh-huh.
Drove all the way to Mobile to pick one up, and then the motherfucker flaked out on them.
Oh, goddamn.
Fuck that shit, man. There ain't no way. I would try to find said Flake's house. Me and Gary Busey would show up and fucking
did a bunch of
cocaine, huff ether, and murder people with a garden hose, apparently. By the time you're hearing this, Resident Evil 7 will have launched.
Biohazard?
Yeah. I'm actually kind of curious about it. I played the demo. It's weird because it's first person now, and I'm pretty sure it's turning back to the horror roots.
That's good.
But I don't think it's about zombies and shit. So far, it's like you wake up in a house and this crazy fucking family like kind of has you hostage. Ooh.
That might be my
fault. Ah. So that'll be.
I just wonder in Japan if it's called Biohazard Resident Evil.
Oh shit! I didn't think about that. Biohazard 7, Biohazard. It's like having a shitty hardcore name with X's on both sides of it. X Matthew X.
97.
97. I seen too where Xbox or Microsoft and them are talking about how happy they are with Project Scorpio coming together. And it will be on sale this holiday season at a delightfully low price of $799.
God damn, I could build a PC for that. A damn good PC for that.
Well, you know, being Microsoft, they figure you would know that, you know?
And they're, the way they're integrating Windows 10 and Xbox, I'm like, what the fuck's the difference now?
Well, too, you know, a lot of the Xbox One exclusives that are coming out are also available on PC.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I kind of think they're gonna screw themselves a little bit on this one. Because,
dude, why is Sony like the only company not fucking up right now? I'm not even a fan of Sony. They've pissed me off many times over the years, but right now they're like the only people who aren't fucking themselves somehow.
They're not trying to fucking branch out and be all this stupid shit. They're just like, we're a fucking game machine.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not paying $800 and buying. I bought a fucking, or well, I didn't. Emerald got me an Xbox One for Christmas 3 years ago. Like, I'm not going to ask her for Christmas to pay $800 fucking dollars for a console that maybe look, you know, it can run on 4K TV. I don't even fucking have a 4K TV at this point. And I'm fine with that, but I'm not paying that much money for a better fucking resolution. It already looks good enough now. Like, at some point, it's not going to look like a goddamn video game anymore, you know? And
again, I think the whole 4K thing, unless you got a gargantuan fucking TV, 4K don't make a fuck.
No.
Or unless you have a gargantuan TV or you're sitting 1 foot away from it, 4K don't make a fuck.
No. You're just going to... I don't really give a shit to see how many individual feathers are hanging off this motherfucker's hairpiece or whatever the fuck it is they wear in a RPG nowadays.
I would be willing to bet that you could set up like a handful of TVs with playing the same game, some of them 4K, some of them 1080p, and your average person couldn't tell you which is which.
No. I couldn't. People are just... A lot of that shit's going to end up boiling down like bragging rights. Just
I
got this big dick of a console.
Yeah.
Like, you know, owning a PC now, that something, game consoles go to being that fucking expensive. I'm fine with like a 350 price point for something brand new. I'm fine with that. But they start getting... You're talking like Neo Geo prices and shit from back in the 90s, you know, like...
And
for inflation now, that shit would have been more back then, but...
I think consoles need to, like, narrow their focus more, too, because they're competing with PCs now, the price points they're reaching. To me, the whole point of the console is I put a fucking game in, and it works.
Yeah.
That's the only advantage it has over PC besides exclusives, so... Keep it that way. Quit give me goddamn motion control, tabard bullshit, whatever, $800 pieces of shit. Just give me something that fucking works for like $300.
Yeah. I'm telling you, that Scorpio shit's going to balk because that kind
of... No one's going to buy that.
Nobody, not the average gamer can fucking afford that. Can you afford just to run out and buy a fucking $800 goddamn new console, like, at the drop of a hat? You may could, but that's still going to be $800 fucking.
I'm not going to let myself spend $800 on a console when I could spend that money on so many other fucking things.
No, man, like... you know, just $800, dude, that's... I could get some real shit accomplished $800. Like,
yeah. Fuck, you could buy a regular Xbox One and a whole fucking library of shit that you want to play.
And a TV.
Yeah. You could buy an Xbox One and a TV for $800.
Fuck that, man. That's just, I don't know. Better them than everybody else, I guess, though. Yeah. We'll see. I think it's just real shitty of them to do... people that just bought the Xbox One like that, you know, because it's like, fuck, dude. Are you at least going to offer, like, if you want to trade your Xbox One in toward the motherfucker, like...
GameStop will do that for
you. Oh, yeah.
They'll give you 5 cents
for
it. I was
going to say, you get 23 cents. 23 and a third.
And a pack of Big League Chew.
Yeah. Yeah, here's a handful of green Starlight peppermints. Get the fuck out of here. Hey, we got these left over from Christmas. You want them? Get the fuck out of here. Damn, we'll trade you for that Xbox One. Hey, we found a dead rat back here in the glue trap. We can swap. We can trade. You got your pro member card with you. We'll give you 28 cents from dead rat. You got your pro card with you.
We got a whole fucking pallet of Jerry Leto pop vinyl figures back here that no one bought. We'll give you one of them.
Hey, liking pop vinyl figures. I got a sexy little Jared Leto Joker back here. It's got your name on it. You'll love us so much, you'll be a part of Suicide Squad when you blow your fucking brains out.
That's about all that fucking store is now, is that shit.
Yeah.
But dude, don't y'all know that Amazon is like a thing? And I can get it for like 2/3 the price?
I just, like we talked about last week, like when I went up there and pre-ordered that, just all the bullshit. Can we get you an extra warranty today?
God damn it.
How about a warranty for your games? How about we sell you a warranty for the warranty that you just purchased? How about that? You need some extra controllers? Hey, you need a subscription to a magazine? Hey.
Or like, I went and bought Minecraft on the Wii from a little girl, and they're pawning that... that replacement plan or whatever. Like, oh, if you break it, you can bring the broken disc and get a new game. I'm like, how about if dumb little shit breaks it, she don't have a game.
Yeah.
That's how life works.
Like, how many people you know that get mad and rage quit Minecraft? You know? Oh, God damn it! I want a diamond ore! This is iron!
She got pretty pissed earlier, even though we were playing creative mode. I made a regular like, roller coaster and just simple little roller coaster, and she had fun riding that thing around. Then I made another one that like went way up in the air and spun around, did all this shit, and then it just shot off into oblivion into a big pit of lava I made. And even though she couldn't die, she freaked the fuck out. She had no clue what was coming.
Nice. How is Minecraft on Wii U?
It's not PC, but it's not bad.
I thought about picking it up because I know a few people that play it on PC. Now, let me ask you something. You may know this. Minecraft on consoles, can you join multiplayer servers?
You can, but I think you can only play with your consoles unless it's Xbox. Xbox, Android, and iOS, and PC, I think, are all multi-platform. But I think PS4 and Wii U are kind of out by themselves.
So, like, if I wanted to get on VindexCraft on my Xbox.
Depends if they have...
I just wonder because you got to have custom resource packs and shit like that for it. So
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know if the console and like downloads resource packs and all that.
The Wii U version did have like Mario skins and shit like that. So
you may can then. I don't know. I've heard the Mario Land and Wii U Minecraft was pretty neat.
Yeah, it's nifty.
I thought it was just kind of cool to walk around and check it out.
Yeah, little girl likes being Princess Peach. So
very nice.
That works.
Well, I guess that's it for a little news. I've been a bad gamer this week. I really haven't played much of shit other than Bloodborne.
I've been playing a handful of things. I beat Titan Souls. I'm going to talk about that some. It's something that I think I talked about on the show like way, way earlier into the podcast. I know we did a site review for it. Titan Souls, it's a top-down, I guess, isometric 2D action Souls-like game. There's no, like, trash monsters in this game. It's all bosses. There's 19 bosses. Difficulty's pretty high up there. One thing I like is how simple the game is and how they, even though the controls and everything you can do are really simple, how they still had fresh boss encounters throughout the whole game. You're just controlling this little guy who has a bow and an arrow, one arrow, and you can run, you can roll, you can shoot the bow and arrow, and you can like telekinetically retrieve your arrow. Like you kind of like force pull it. It takes you a second to kind of like to pull on it, and then it comes to you. So one of the bosses I really liked was this looked like a big totem pole face that just kind of spun around the room, always facing you, and was shooting like death balls at you. And what you had to do on that is shoot your arrow into the corner of the room and then get on the other side of the room, opposite of it, and wait for the little totem pole face to make his way around the room while he's shooting at you and start pulling your arrow to you. And you got to time it just right so your arrow's got enough momentum to hit him in the weak spot on his back. So
that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's all kinds of shit like that. I think my favorite boss in that game is a giant version of you. It's a... I think it's called Inhassa, the Titan Slayer. It's apparently in the story. He was a Titan Slayer like you and somehow got turned into a Titan. But, yeah, he has this big-ass arrow, and he fires that thing off. And his weak spot is the arrow itself. So he'll fire the arrow off. It'll bounce around the room forever, all the while he's firing off some smaller arrows at you. When that big magic arrow stops, you got to shoot it, and then he turns into like a muscled skeleton for a second, and mm-hmm. you got to shoot him, and it's really fucking quick. So you
got to have like some lightning quick reflex.
You got to plan your placement and all this kind of shit, because if he's on the opposite side of the room, by the time you retrieve your arrow, charge it up, and shoot him, he's done back to normal armored mode, and you can't hit him. None of the bosses in this game have life. Some of them take more than one shot to hit because they have a mechanic to expose a weakness. But all of them, their weak spot is just one hit, one kill.
Nice.
The only boss in the game that I found was bullshit, like unfair, was the final main story boss. And what it is it's basically a carbon copy of you. Same size and everything, but it teleports around, and you just kind of got to guess where it's going to be.
Oh, shit.
And that's the only time you can hurt it, because any other time he's running around, he's got this like white cloak on, with like white silhouette on, and you can't hurt him. When he teleports, his main body like is faster than the silhouette, so you got a split second there where you can hit him. That's the only part that I felt was bullshit, because you pretty much had to... You could tell when he's about to teleport, so you had to stop and charge up and make sure you're not in a position where you're not going to get hit by the other 30 projectiles flying all over the screen. Mm-hmm. But you had to stop, charge your arrow, pull your arrow back, and just kind of shoot it in his general vicinity. If you have really, really great like pro first-person shooter skills, you might be able to pull it off. I found that being a top-down isometric, it's more like a twin-stick shooter. The aiming skills really don't translate that well. But other than that, it was really good. There's a hidden boss in the game too. There's 18 normal bosses, and if you defeat all the bosses before if you defeat all the bosses before you get to that clone of you, you get a hidden boss after the credits after, which is called Truth. It's, I don't know, I guess God or something. It's a three stage boss, and it reminds me a lot of a Full Metal Alchemist with the gate thing.
Yeah.
It's just, you're in this blind white void, and it's just this giant ring with an eyeball in it, and I don't want to just go over all the mechanics of it, but it's a really cool fight. Music in the game is pretty good. I didn't bring any in. It's not Chrono Trigger level, but it's still pretty good.
You actually sent me a copy of this the other day. I'm going to actually probably dive into that.
I saw it was
week.
On sale on Humble Bundle for like $2, so I just got you a copy.
Well, I'm glad you think of me.
Yeah.
Even brought me some goddamn cheddar fries. I appreciate that.
That's friendship right there.
That is. Bringing each other snacks and video games, that's almost true love.
Yeah. You want to fuck later?
Yeah, boy. Finger deep in another boy.
I got me some Vaseline.
A little bit of this problem called fuck it. I'm going for broke.
I really recommend Titan Souls. Like we just said, you can find it dirt cheap. It has a lot of replay value. The speed run ability of this game is pretty intense. I've seen some on YouTube where people are got that shit down pat.
Nice.
I think it does have, yeah, it has a timer. If you look at your save, it shows you how long you've been playing, how many deaths and how many kills you have, so you can see how badly you suck at it. But all the bosses are pretty ingenious on it, so I really recommend it.
Dude, I've been playing a lot of Titanfall 2 as well. I've gotten pretty good on there.
Really?
I went the other night, I posted a share, I played last Wednesday night, I think, and I had 21 pilot kills, 7 Titan kills, and 20-something minion kills.
Cool.
All in one match. I've officially... one thing I'd like to talk about, maybe... You know, on first-person shooters, like... I guess on Call of Duty, I think they call it prestiging, where you get to a certain level and you start back over. It kind of sucks. I don't understand why they do that.
Wait... I'm unfamiliar with this.
Okay. I remember it from Modern Warfare. Your level cap. Like, the level tops out on Titanfall 2 at 50.
Yeah.
So, I'm level 50 now. Well, you level up individual weapons and stuff, too. Pretty much all your unlockings, like new types of camo or little call sign banners. You know, just basic little bullshit. But they offer a thing on there called Regenerate. And if you regenerate, it starts you back at level 1, and you lose all your weapons that you've unlocked and leveled up. But you get, like, a little icon that you can put on your fucking banner showing that you've regenerated once. I don't understand that. I don't get it. Like,
yeah,
if I wanted to do that, I mean,
I guess,
you can't start another profile, I don't guess, so I understand that.
Yeah,
but
I guess if you just wanted to start fresh. But in a game like that, I've never wanted to start fresh. I just wanted to have everything unlocked so I could just play.
Yeah, that's kind of how I am. Like, a couple of those, like, grenade launchers and shit that I've got, like, they don't unlock to, like, level 35, and I find them things to be, like, you know, uberly helpful to get those kind of kill streaks,
like,
and shit.
Like, I used to play All Points Bulletin on the PC a lot, and one of the biggest... differences between a new player and a veteran player is veterans have access to rocket launchers and grenade launchers. Huge fucking game changer for missions where you got to kill like one specific person on the other people's team called a VIP. Because a common tactic is you get the VIP in a car and you fucking take off and you run down the timer until you win.
Yeah, so you just stay away from people that can potentially kill you.
So with a grenade launcher and the rocket launcher, you can just fuck up their car with that. You know, it invalidates that strategy. Whereas new people, they can't do that because it's... I mean, I've got some fucking hours in that game. I haven't unlocked those. You got to really grind the fuck to get those things. And it's a huge fucking disadvantage for people who haven't been playing it forever. I hate that shit. I'd rather just have everything unlocked so it's a fair playing ground.
Yeah. Well, a lot of it, too. You know, the only guns, like I noticed it said on the regenerate thing, the only guns you get to keep, though... if you unlocked it, they take it back. But if you've bought it, because see, they offer you the option on Titanfall 2, or if you don't want to wait to level 35, you can use 100 of your little tokens you get from matches and buy it. But it's, I think if you regenerate, it's permanently unlocked.
Okay.
And I think, like, you get to keep your scopes and all your weapon.
Now, can you buy them tokens or any some such with, like, DLC, basically?
I don't think so. Okay. I think you just get them from playing matches. Usually you get, like, two to four tokens per match, like, based on your performance.
Okay.
Then they got, like, the Coliseum, which is a private one-on-one match where you just got a rocket launcher and grenades. And
that doesn't sound too bad, actually.
They got a thing on there called phase shift where you can hit a button, you turn invisible, and it makes the screen black and white, but you disappear on your player, and you see where you can run, and you can run over here and decloak it and be on the back side of them. And you can do the grenades or the rocket launcher, and a big tactic is cook one of the grenades, shoot a rocket over here and get somebody to run left and throw the cooked grenade over there and try to bomb them. But it costs like 10 of those little credits to play each match.
Oh, that sucks.
And you don't win them back if you win the match. You get like 2 tokens back, but...
That sucks.
Yeah. I've never won. I've done really well in like team deathmatch and all that, but I've never won a Coliseum match. Huh. Because it's best whoever gets 3 kills first.
Okay.
And I've got 2, and the other guy got 2 and grenaded me. I cursed. Oh, did I curse?
Other games I've been playing. I've been playing Final Fantasy VII.
Nice.
On my cell phone, of all things. But it actually plays really well. And you can buy it for like 10 or 15 bucks in the Android store, but you can download the APK and install that. Not that I advocate piracy or anything. It plays really well for touchscreen controls. I'm going to be getting me a little Bluetooth 8-bit Do controller. I'll talk about that when I get it. It's like 2 or 3 inches long. It'll fit on a keychain, but it looks pretty solid.
That's cool.
It's a little SNES controller, basically.
Oh, that's cool.
So I'll talk about that probably next week.
Nice.
But yeah, maybe we'll have a FF7 episode sometime in the future.
That'd be cool.
I've also been playing a lot of Pillars of Eternity in my sleepless hours. I don't know. We did an episode about that way early on.
The Baldur's Gate type game. Yeah.
I don't know if I'll bring that in much. We already did a pretty good episode, I think, on it. But it's got a lot of replay value, too. I really like it.
I bought Tetris on PS4.
Really?
Sony sent me a $10. It said for me being on PlayStation Network for like 5 years, they sent me a $10 credit. And I had that Tetris Worlds for like $9.99. So I bought it. And I was like, well, I'm going to get this because I like playing competitive Tetris against somebody. So, got it. I sat there for about 30 fucking minutes there night, and there wasn't one other person on that goddamn server but me.
Oh, sucks.
Like, nobody was hardly playing it. And I was just like, nobody at all was playing it. Not hardly.
And you know the thing that sucks about those games, too, when they get that dead, the only people you'll play against are probably really fucking good.
Yeah.
The last ones left, they're just dedicated to it.
No, you will never have a chance of actually winning. I'm so ready to get my arcade cabinet fixed so I can play Tetris Grandmaster.
I'm miserable at Tetris.
I love Tetris Grandmaster just because it gets chaotic and you can get certain power-ups and shit to fuck the other person. Like, I play Nathan and you can get this one clear line and it'll be like, giant block! And it'll just drop a goddamn T-block that's half the screen size of the other one. And it fucking pisses people off to no end. It's amazing.
Have you ever got to play it against Juice?
Tetris?
Yeah. You got to do that.
Is he a bad motherfucker at Tetris?
Dude, he's a wizard at Tetris. It's insane.
That's awesome. I've seen... have you ever seen that YouTube video of the dude beating Tetris? I guess he's the grandmaster.
Yeah.
It's in Japan, but when you beat it, you get to a certain level.
The invisible turns invisible. Yeah.
That motherfucker's just like sitting there, and it's all, you can tell it's all muscle memory because he's not like me where I'm constantly, you know, like I'm riding on the fucking joystick constantly. This dude's like just waiting on the block to appear, and he'll be like,
down left. Yeah.
You know, like dropping the blocks just as soon as they appear on screen. I'm like, my brain, I guess I smoked too much reefer in my younger years. My brain don't work that fucking fast.
That and you probably spent more than 10 minutes chasing some poon. You can't get to that skill level of something like that.
You may have the Tetris skills, but I've seen what an actual vagina looks like up close and personal. How about that?
The amount of hours you'd have to put into that to get to that point in the game and then test it out block by block.
Oh, no shit, man. You're talking like thousands of motherfucking hours. And especially playing that shit on arcade cabinet, you're talking about some moolah dropping fucking yen into it or whatever. Yeah.
I mean, it would be cheaper to buy the arcade cabinet outright.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how... I'm not going to promise anything, but something I wanted to announce, not bring to the table, because I've done a little chit-chatting with them. I may have us another interview lined up for too long.
Oh, cool deal.
I've actually done a little chit-chatting with Tim McVeigh, the guy from not Timothy McVeigh, not the Oklahoma City. Well, I did. He came to me in the middle of the night, even though he's dead.
It was a vision.
I had a vision. It befell over me. But anyways, Tim McVeigh, he's the guy from Man vs. Snake, the story of Nibbler. He holds the world record on Nibbler. May try to line some up with him. And also, through his page, talk to Thor Ackerland, who is the guy that won the original Nintendo World Championship in the 90s. And he was also he's a big-time Tetris fanatic. So, might try to have some of that lined up. That'd be kind of cool. Just be like, so what is it like to be badass at Tetris? Because I am not at all.
Need to see if we can interview old Triforce Johnson. What's it like to be an asshole?
Dude, that just behooved me. I don't even know where to begin. I don't know a fucking thing about that guy other than I don't like him.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I mean, Joel, and you know, we're pretty cool with Joel and all them from what we've talked to them. And I'm pretty sure they all know each other, you know. And I was going to try to get us that interview that time with Todd.
Yeah.
Is it Phillips? Or I might be wrong.
Rogers.
Todd Rogers. I'm an idiot. Yeah. I was going to get that interview with him that time. And I actually communicated with him. Well, they're all in league with that. Well, I don't know if Joel and them are, but I know like Todd Rogers and all them is. They've got their little thing they do up there at his house or whatever where the world championship gamers go to live and practice. There's some name for their, you know, like Twin Galaxies. Yeah. Like they've got their own name, and I can't remember what it is, but I don't know. I've seen a lot of, and like I said, I don't know. The guy may be nice. I don't fucking know that.
It's the way he's been presented.
The way he has been presented, and there are a shit ton of videos of ex-gamers that's played on their team and shit, and people that know him that's like, his purpose in this is to fucking capitalize off of your success.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he'll give you a shitty little cot and a bowl of fucking Cheetos like to eat while you play Street Fighter 4, but when you get that prize money, you're going to pay for that shit.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure, you know, anybody like that, you probably got contracts involved and every fucking thing else.
Dude, as long as you rent a crack trailer or something.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be easy.
It's about the same like living conditions from what it looked like.
We're going to put a barrel in here and light it on fire so y'all stay warm tonight. Keep them Hadoukens coming. I don't know. I just, like I said, I'm maybe wrong. He may be a great guy, but I've seen a lot of negative stuff about that dude.
Plus the name.
And I don't know him. So
the name sounds like a shitty porn star.
Yeah, Triforce Johnson. Is it triangular? Like, do you actually touch all the walls of the pussy? he wears a power glove quite a bit.
Yeah, and then one like the trailer for that one documentary when he is talking about was his dead grandmother, how she's finally called him Triforce. He's like, that's what that means. That's what means the most to me. She finally called me Triforce. I'm like, what a fucking goober.
I'm like, yeah, you didn't even come up with that on your own. Way to steal it. I'm surprised Nintendo hasn't jerked your ass out of bed yet. They're like, you better stop using that fucking word right now. They wakes up one night, there's Nintendo executives with goddamn bars of soap and tube socks. One of them's holding him down there, just taking turns.
It's the Nintendo Yakuza's all over him.
Looks like a fucking full recreation of Full Metal Jacket in there.
But yeah,
don't you ever call yourself Triforce again, or we'll be back.
It's like favorite memory of her wasn't like, you know, the time we did this or that. Or
the actual memories of being with my grandmother.
It was her. The fact that she called me Triforce. She used my fucking internet moniker. What a fucking goober.
He was also the first person in America to have bought a Wii U.
What an achievement.
Congratulations.
You kickstarted the Wii U.
That's like the dude that run out. He was like, I was the first in line. Got that fucking Virtual Boy on lockdown last night. Wow, I have a headache. I don't know. That guy's... he's something else from what I hear.
It's like the people who type in first for comments.
Oh my God, that gets on my fucking nerves.
So I'm like, except instead of that, they paid money to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's the same amount of skill involved. You just fucking do it.
Well, they're like, you know, I'm going to be the first in the world to buy the Wii U. I'm glad I don't have a fucking job and can sit outside for 3 days in a row. It's a test of endurance. I'm just like, yeah.
Like a high Apple level of,
you've been outside and sleep deprived waiting so long that when you finally get home with your fucking Wii U, you're going to crash out physically and not even play the fucking thing till next Wednesday when you could have just walked down there at, I don't know, 12:30 noon, just be like, I'll have a Wii U. I'm like, okay, because we still got all of them in stock. I think we may have sold four by now.
Like the damn people waiting in line for Apple shit. Fucking smelly hipsters.
So what up, though, with Mike McDaniel making that fucking comparison of Switch to Apple? I was like, dude, you registered a valid thought.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it like that. Then I see people called it the Wii U Pro, and I'm like, God damn it.
That's pretty much what it is.
I'm gonna find out. We're going to do a fucking launch stream thing for it, so we'll see. That's why I've got to get another game. It's going to be real motherfucking boring seeing like 15 people try to play Breath of the Wild. Like, I need to, since Nathan's buying it, and I figure he'll be here, I'm thinking maybe if I get that Bomberman, we can get some four-player Bomberman action going on.
That'd be cool.
I don't know. A lot of things coming video game-wise in the next few months. So we'll see. Did you see, though, I guess this could have fell under news while I'm thinking about it, but were players uncovered the backstory for Breath of the Wild already from the map? Reggie showed the map, and they took a screenshot of it, and the map's got all the Highland text on it, and they translated it.
Uh-huh.
And apparently, the backstory, without being too spoilerific, in this one, like, Hyrule has already fallen.
That's what it looked like to me.
And it's already...
it's like post-Ganonocalypse.
Yeah, because the Ganon in this one is called Calamity Ganon, and he works like a thunderstorm. Like, it shows the village, and you just see these black clouds, but they're like the black and red, you know, the Ganon colors. And it's like a giant dragon, but it looks like smoke and fire. Like, it's kind of wicked looking, and they're pretty much saying everything was fine, and Calamity Ganon come and lays waste to the land, and it's kind of the reverse. Instead of sealing Ganon away like they always try to do, like there's four beasts in the game that were created by the gods. They're like land protectors, and then a mechanical army, and something, instead of sealing Ganon away, they're actually sealing Link away, because they know there's nothing they can do to stop it, and they have to let Hyrule fall until a later point in time Links were resummoned. So, I don't know. It could be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'm eager to see where it fits in that fucking bizarre-ass Nintendo Zelda timeline at.
Oh, yeah. It'd have to be after, like, fucking everything, wouldn't it? Either way after or way before everything.
There's a big thing going around that it takes place. It's going to take place between Skyward Sword and Ocarina of Time, I think.
Okay.
like, I'm pretty sure it's 100 years after Skyward Sword, but it's 100 years before Ocarina of Time, maybe. I don't know. I noticed the Master Sword in this one's called the Master Sword of Resurrection.
Yeah.
So I know that's Resurrection and Death is going to have a heavy deal with this one. I'm excited for it.
It looks good.
I'm really excited. Everybody's like, I know people are bitching about like having a cook and craft and shit like that. And I'm like, what's cool? I mean, it just adds more meat to the fucking game as long as it doesn't
turn into... As long as I don't
have
to grind it.
Yeah, as long as it isn't something fucking stupid and tedious, you know.
Like if I can craft myself a chicken sandwich to get, like, you know, some health regeneration, I'm cool with that. But if I have to craft a chicken sandwich 20,000 times so I can have enough HP to do a boss, fuck that.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel you. If it kind of worked like Minecraft a little bit, you know, you just eat a pork chop, get 4 fucking hearts.
Yeah.
But,
you know. If they make most of that shit kind of optional, you know, where it helps you, but you don't have to do it, you could just play it Zelda-like, I'd be cool with that.
I think it's going to be pretty good. I know the Sheikas have a bunch to do with this one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm pretty sure they're the main group in the game at the beginning of it.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, because in Ocarina of Time, you know, the Sheikas were a thing of the past, so that's why I'm assuming it'll be before then. We'll see. It'll be good, I think, either way.
It's going to be Mad Max, Zelda.
Yeah.
The Ganonocalypse occurred.
Zelda's just like got a goddamn fairy, or Link's got a fairy strapped to the front of a pony with like a goddamn tube hooked to it, dragging the blood out of it. It's like making the horse run real fast because it's magical. Oh, yes, the gates of Valhalla look so amusing to me. But, what a glorious day!
It's my time to shine.
Link, listen. I guess that's about it.
Yeah, that's it.
Pretty short and sweet episode. We still managed to give you an hour, so
yeah,
that's okie dokie.
You know, I never checked us for any voicemails. I don't think we got any though, because I never got any notifications. Sometimes they slip through, but you can give us a call, 682-777-4663. Call us or call the Gary Abusey hotline. Same number. Works for both.
Yep. Hit them up with the little jingle, I guess, before we go. Yeah. Call us. We would love to hear from you.
Yep.
That would be really good. Just even if you, you know, even if you don't like us, call us and tell us why you don't like us.
You know, explain your domestic abuse situation to Gary Busey.
He will he'll help you. Yeah.
Well, we got a direct line to him, so we'll get you an answer.
He's always got a direct line going into his face.
Yeah.
So he will always be more than ecstatic to help. I'm pretty sure he had a bag of cocaine in an IV drip form last time we seen him, which was earlier today. And I'm pretty sure right now he is catching every STD known to man down at the Vidula Inn, where he was very adamant about where he was going. I'm not even sure what that actually is. But
I don't know.
Sounds like a wonderful hotel vacation package. Nothing says, I've had a great time, like your dick looking like Freddy Krueger, a goddamn Freddy Krueger bratwurst that's lighting itself ablaze. You can find us Facebook, Good Old Gamers Podcast. Y'all know all this shit. iTunes, Stitcher. Make us number one on Google Play again.
Yeah.
Give it a listen.
We've been going up. We're almost there again.
So listen, like, share, do all that shit. Tell a friend about us. Tell a parent about us. Nah, we don't care. Tell a grandparent if they're not dead. Just tell somebody. But do all that. We'll be back next week.
Yep.
And all that shit. So game over, man.
Game over.